So, what do you want?
Nachos, Red Hots, milk duds, popcorn, and a slush.
What are you doing? Building an ass bomb? Pick two.
Okay, popcorn and milk duds.
Fine.
Large popcorn.
Okay.
But I'll still need a slushy so I don't choke to death on a milk dud.
All right.
And ask him to pump nacho cheese in the popcorn.
Ooh, that reminds me. I got a date tonight.
That reminds you?
Yeah. And I'm gonna need your help.
My help?
Next.
Hang on. A large popcorn with cheese, a large slushy, and a jumbo box of milk duds. You want anything? My treat?
I'm okay. I'll just eat whatever lands on the kid's shirt.
You're gonna go hungry.
That's it. So what about this date?
Well, she's got a friend visiting from out of town. And I said, fine, you know, two's company, three's a sandwich. But for some reason, she insists on the friend having her own date.
So you're asking me?
Yeah.
The two of us out making the scene with a couple of hot chicks?
Oh, Lord, never mind.
Don't be silly. It'll be fun. We never double.
That's not an accident, Alan.
Oh, come on. Please, please, please.
Right, all right. Save your begging for the date.
I never beg. I grovel. I guess I'll have to find a babysitter for Jake.
I don't need a babysitter. Nothing's gonna happen to me.
I'm worried about you. I'm worried about my house.
It's $24.50.
Whoa. Okay. Oh, jeez.
What?
I walked out of the house without my wallet. Can you believe it?
Strangely enough, I can.
$24.50, please.
Hang on. I know what happened. Because you drove, it didn't occur to me to pick up my wallet.
The only reason I drove is because you said your car was low on gas.
$24.50, please.
Just a minute. You said you'd pay for parking, which you now won't be able to do because you forgot your wallet.
But don't make a big deal of it. I'll pay for parking next time.
That's what you said last time.
Yes, but this time I forgot my wallet.
$24.50, please.
Fine, I'll pay.
Ooh, you know what? Why don't you throw in a bagel dog, making it even 30? Okay, Uncle Charlie and I are leaving now.
Bye.
I'm trusting you to act responsibly and go to bed at a reasonable hour.
Okay.
You know, this is a real turning point for you. You're taking care of yourself. You're becoming a man.
You too.
Boy, it seems like only yesterday that I was bringing you home from the hospital. You were like a little wrinkly pig with colic.
Not.
You ready? Hang on. Goodbye, my son.
Save it for the date, Dad.
Don't burn the place down, and if you do, don't be here when I get back. He knows to drink the cheap scotch, not the single malt, right?
That's not funny.
I'm not joking. He's probably just going to mix it with Hawaiian punch anyway.
Oh, God, I am so full. I don't think I could put another thing in my mouth.
Hope that's just a figure of speech.
This is such a beautiful restaurant. They don't have anything like this back home.
Really? They don't have nice restaurants in Idaho?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, we have a TGI Fridays and an Applebee's. But you never see movie stars like we did here.
Nina, they're just regular people.
And technically, I wouldn't call Geraldo Rivera a movie star.
Well, I thought it was very exciting. And since I'm only in town for the weekend, I think we should go absolutely crazy tonight.
Is it too late to switch dates?
Oh, I'm up for that.
No kidding.
As long as we can switch back.
Alan, I believe it's time we get the check.
Agreed.
Check, please.
Be right back.
Whoa, 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 where are you going?
The little boy's room.
He means the little cheap bastard's room.
What's that, Charlie?
Nothing. Excuse me.
Back home, we just call it the crapper.
I thought you had to pee.
I did. I do. I am. Nice girls.
Yeah, they're terrific.
No matter how you shake and dance, the last few drops fall on your pants.
Maybe you shouldn't wear khakis. What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
Amazing.
This might take a while, Charlie.
All right. Let's play.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
Okay.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah?
This might take a while.
Where's Jennifer?
She went into the caretaker's shack to look for Corey.
Okay. You stay here. I'll go find her.
No, I'm coming with you.
Will you people quit going into the caretaker's shack?
Corey? Are you in here?
No, you idiot. Corey's been dead for an hour.
Corey?
Man, should have went to bed.
Several schools of thought on that. So, your dad let you stay by yourself tonight, huh?
Why not? I'm old enough. I don't need a babysitter.
Okay. Well, then, I'll leave you to your movie.
Wait, wait. You don't have to go. Want a popcorn?
Sure. Why not? So, what do I need to know?
Well, basically, when a guy has half a face, you leave him alone.
Charlie, you still there?
I told you, it might take a while.
Well, I guess this train isn't ready to leave the station. You know what they say, better to be on the toilet and not have to go than to have to go and not be on the toilet.
Really? And who says that?
I don't know, it's folk wisdom. The liquid soap is a nice idea for the house, don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. You know, you wash your hands with a bar of soap, you're passing your germs on to the next guy, but with the liquid soap, it's not an issue.
Good idea. I'll tell Berta to pick up some liquid soap.
Great. Great. How funny is Berta?
She is a pistol.
Get athlete's hand. Another good idea for the house. Uh-oh.
Don't even think about it.
Where'd they go?
Your lady friends left about 20 minutes ago.
What? Why?
They said something about life being too short.
Are you happy? All right, just give me the check, which you and I will split.
Not necessary. Mr. Rivera took care of it before he left with the ladies. I guess they'll find out how at-large he really is.
Unbelievable.
I know. We got a free dinner.
Boy, college students are really stupid.
Yeah. If you shouldn't run with scissors, you definitely shouldn't run with hedge clippers.
I can't believe I missed out on a sure thing because I was sitting on the can listening to you not take a crap.
You're actually blaming me because I had to go to the bathroom.
You didn't have to go to the bathroom. You were just trying to stick me with the check.
Oh, I see. So you know my bowels better than I do.
I will when I pull them out through your nostrils.
Well, I don't have to listen to this.
What's your hurry? You see a check coming?
What do you think? Should we watch the rest of the movie?
Might as well. I'm not gonna sleep tonight anyway.
Leave me alone, Charlie.
No. Let's get this out in the open.
There's nothing to get out in the open. I had to go to the bathroom, and even though I don't have as much money as you, I was fully prepared to split the check. Not quite 50-50, because, you know, you had the better wine and your date had two appetizers, but my fair share!
What are you doing?
What do you think?
Alan, you can sit, but you can't hide.
I'm going to shower and get ready for bed.
You're kidding. You're just going to walk away from me?
Well, Charlie, when you're being irrational, you leave me no choice.
I'm not being irrational. You want to see irrational? Here's irrational. Yeah! My lamp. What the hell? I don't freaking believe it.
Charlie, the pizza's here.
So it is.
Hey, why don't I get this one?
Hey, why don't you? wallet? I'll be right back. I'll wait.
There you go, Mr. Harper. $22.75.
Thanks, Gordon. Hang on. Keep the change.
Wow, thanks.
Oh, Gordon, wait. You gotta hear something.
Hear what?
Shh. Wait for it.
Is that it?
Yep. Thanks for waiting. Looking for something?
Yeah, my wallet.
Here it is.
Oh, thanks.
Wow. The legendary lost wallet of Alan Harper.
Funny.
Oh, my. There's no money in here.
No?
No. How are you going to pay for the pizza, Alan? What is it, Alan? What do you have?
Nothing.
You sure?
Oh, where did you find that? I mean, what is that?
About $5,000 in small bills.
Wow, that much.
A little less since I paid for the pizza. Hmm. And tipped the guy a 50.
You gave him a $50 tip?
Yep. Now I'm gonna go light my cigar with 100.
Wait. I just remembered. I lost a big roll of bills that looked a lot like that one.
Really? It's yours? I had no idea.
An honest mistake, gimme.
You can understand my confusion. I mean, a guy's got this kind of cash laying around, you think he'd be able to pay for his own freaking bagel dog.
You don't understand. The money isn't for me.
Really? Who's it for?
Old Alan.
Old Alan?
Yeah, you know, the Alan of the future.
You're kidding. They're still going to have Alans in the future?
No, see, the thing is, I've been going through kind of a rough financial time since, well, high school. Anyway, it occurred to me that I could wind up an old man with no one to take care of me. I mean, who will old Alan be able to count on? Certainly not Jake, because let's face it. His best hope of a steady income is if missing the toilet becomes a professional sport. So I decided that whenever somebody in the office paid in cash, I'd put it away for old Alan.
What about the IRS?
What about them? They don't care about old Alan.
Okay, let me get this straight. You're squirreling away money for old Alan while young Alan sponges off a dumb Charlie.
I wouldn't call you dumb. Sweet Charlie. Loving Charlie. Can I have my money now?
You have a serious problem, my friend.
Yes, I do. No question. Now give me my money.
You need help.
I know, but who can afford it?
All right. You know what I want you to do with this money?
Oh, come on, man. I'm already constipated.
You're going to spend every penny.
But what about old Alan? What will he do?
Well, I'm guessing old Alan will be living on old Charlie's hide-a-bed until they bag him and tag him.
Really? You mean, no matter what, I can always count on you?
Keep the money.
Go. Enjoy your movie. Oh, hi, Charlie.
Hey, bro. I'll take a big box of milk duds.
Sure. That's $25.
Anything for your lady friend?
That's okay. She doesn't eat. Food. Keep the change.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. I can always count on you.
Come on, baby. Can you believe I'm older than him?
Boy, that's some hot chick.
Yeah. Oh, don't eat the popcorn, Jake.
Sorry, Dad.
Men, 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 manly men, men.